The polarization of American politics has made its mark in all corners of our society, including at school. In an effort to teach high school students how to engage in civil discourse and to find common ground on important issues, the organizers of a new project in Southern Maine brought together nearly 30 students with diverse backgrounds and point of view. They first gathered several months ago for a weekend at a camp on Sebago Lake and reconvened last night at a candidates' forum in Westbrook. As Robbie Feinberg reports, some students discovered a new perspective on the art of compromise.
So to compromise on the age differences...
29 students are seated in a large semicircle on the stage of the Westbrook Performing Arts Center. Next to them are 9 gubernatorial candidates, all Democrats and independents. Organizers say the lack of Republicans was only due to scheduling conflicts. And their discussion covers a wide range of issues, including drug policy and mental health education in Maine schools.
I feel like we teach, like, mental illnesses, but we don't teach how to find help and how to help others within that. So I think those are some of the things that we kind of want to talk about and address.
The seeds for Thursday's student-candidate dialogue were planted by Lowell Libby, an administrator at Portland's private Waynefleet School. Libby says he had become frustrated by the divisiveness and gridlock that have come to shape modern politics. So about 4 months ago, he decided to work with other schools and interest groups, including the right-leaning Maine Heritage Policy Center, to test an idea.
It's learning to view differences as assets rather than liabilities, something to be tapped rather than something to be feared, something to listen to rather than defeat.
That led to the weekend gathering of 29 students at Camp Sunshine on Sebago Lake. The students represented schools from all over southern Maine. Some described their views as conservative, some as liberal, some identified as Democrats or Republicans. They were there to listen to each other and see what policies they could agree on.
I'm not going to lie, it was very difficult.
Deering High School sophomore Salam Desta recalls that even with facilitation from adults, it was tough to find common ground.
The first conversation we had on race especially was very, I guess it got really intense and emotional, and a lot of people had very strong opinions on it. And at first, I believe that we were not listening to each other. We were kind of just talking at each other.
Desta says they fought for hours, but at one point they decided to move on and identify policies that they could support around gun reform, education, and drug policy.
Maybe instead of kind of focusing on what we disagree on, focusing on what we agree on, and really taking advantage of that and making the most of it.
And in Westbrook on Thursday night, the group outlined a detailed consensus plan for the candidates on what policies they do support. That includes a proposal for gun control, featuring universal background checks, licensing, and mental health exams. But Westbrook High School senior Daniel Sanborn says they also wanted to know what the gubernatorial hopefuls would do to assure school safety.
What will you do if you're elected for us students going to school? What are you going to do to protect us from such events as, like, a school shooting or other dangerous things like that?
Virtually all of the candidates who answered supported parts of the student positions. Democratic candidate Mark Dion, a former county sheriff, said he opposes excessive school security that he believes could make school buildings feel more like jails. But he supported many of their ideas.
I need you to go home and convince your parents, right? Because as we get older, our thinking gets more rigid, and we need to be challenged.
In fact, project organizers hope that these students do find ways to communicate their political beliefs in a more productive way. Westbrook High School junior Sebastian Johns, who describes himself as a conservative activist, admits that he has at times characterized those with differing views as idiots.
Like, we didn't like each other without even having a discussion, just based off political views. And after coming here and talking to more friends and talking to other people, I think it's a lot more important now to not be so polar about it and to actually learn where people are coming from before just immediately calling them an idiot for being a Democrat.
But the students acknowledge that any transformation that might be taking place in the school lunchroom will be harder to realize in the highly polarized American culture. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.